PR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Ukraine says armed men have taken over the police headquarters in the eastern cities of Donetsk and Slavyansk as tensions in the country's Russian-speaking regions intensify. The Donetsk police chief today announced on national television that he was forced to offer his resignation. Demonstrators are also occupying government buildings in two other eastern Ukrainian cities. Meanwhile, in much of the world, Crimea is considered to be Ukrainian territory occupied by Russia. But NPR's Corey Flintoff reports that Google Maps' Russian service now shows Crimea as Russian territory.
If you check Google Maps from the United States, you'll see Crimea portrayed as part of Ukraine. If you check from Russia, you'll see an international boundary drawn between Ukraine and the Black Sea Peninsula, indicating that Crimea is part of Russia. A spokeswoman for Google Russia told the Itar Tass news agency that Google follows local laws on representing borders, and since Russia claims Crimea, that's represented on the Russian version of the map. Google says it tries to be objective in marking disputed regions in various parts of the world. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.
Some leading conservatives in the Republican Party are in Manchester, New Hampshire for the Freedom Summit. It's organized by conservative groups Americans for Prosperity and Citizens United. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports it's essentially a strategy session for midterm elections and beyond.
New Hampshire's presidential primary is still about 2 years away, but some of the GOP's presidential hopefuls are stepping up and speaking out in the live free or die state, including New Hampshire Senator Kelly Ayotte. Ayotte supports the resignation of Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius, but says problems with the Affordable Care Act remain.
Ultimately, it is President Obama and the congressional Democrats who are responsible for this deeply flawed health care.
Other event speakers include former Governor Mike Huckabee, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, and Senators Rand Paul and Ted Cruz. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News.
Investigators are still trying to determine what caused a Federal Express truck and a tour bus carrying high school students to collide head-on in Northern California Thursday. National Transportation Safety Board investigator Mark Rosekind says experts will review camera footage, the wreckage, and interview witnesses.
We are looking for not only witness, but any technology that's available, which could include witnesses that may have information, or, yes, we'll be looking at what's available. On the truck, most of the technology was probably destroyed.
The two drivers, five students, and three chaperones were killed in the crash. This is NPR News. State geologists in Ohio have linked earthquake activity in the Utica Shale area to hydraulic fracturing for the first time. From member station WCPN in Cleveland, Tony Ganser reports.
Ohio's Department of Natural Resources says there is a probable link between fracking and five small temblors near Youngstown last month. Drilling is being halted at that site, and the state is revising the permitting process for drilling in earthquake-sensitive areas, requiring more monitoring and study. Mark Bruce is a department spokesman.
We wanted to look at what prudent and cautious steps could we take that apply to horizontal wells across the state, and we feel this is an appropriate step to take.
The permit changes apply only for fracking projects, not for wastewater injection wells. For NPR News, I'm Tony Ganser in Cleveland.
The city of Boston will mark the one-year anniversary of the Boston Marathon bombings next week. On April 15th, three people were killed and more than 250 others were wounded after two bombs ripped through the crowds gathered at the finish line. Boston Police Commissioner William Evans says things have changed since last year's attack.
We don't want to intimidate people by the police presence out there. That's not our goal. But believe me, we're going to have plenty of assets. And if need be, they'll be rolling in very quickly. But the goal is to make it a safe family day.
The 2014 Boston Marathon will be held on Monday, April 21st. The U.S. Navy today christened the first of a new class of destroyers. The USS Zumwalt is the Navy's largest warship. The ship is expected to be delivered to the Navy late this year and to enter service in 2016. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from